Five young people from the Acoma Pueblo in New Mexico have traveled north to complete wildlife habitat and water restoration projects at the Rio Grande Natural Area near Antonito, Colorado. Angel Pena with the Conservation Lands Foundation says the area is ripe with history, and you can hardly throw a rock without hitting an ancient archaeological site, some dating back 13,000 years.
And so this is just a great way, again, to take a step back in history and for folks to really understand where we came from and to fully appreciate why we must take care of these things for our future generations.
The foundation partnered with the Ancestral Lands Conservation Corps for restoring the Rio Grande watershed. The program's crews come from Zuni, Acoma, Navajo, and other backgrounds. Pena notes the projects, which frequently take place in remote, isolated natural areas, create rare immersion opportunities for young people to learn and practice native languages and values. Aaron Loudon with the Ancestral Lands Program says projects provide critical job experience for young people hard to come by on reservations. He says the work is strenuous and crews are frequently interrupted by rain, wind, and even snow, but relying on new friends to battle through hardships can bring unique rewards.
The best part of the program is seeing a bunch of strangers come together and then seeing them leave as like a family. There isn't a whole lot of opportunity on the reservation, and through programs like this, they're able to make opportunities for themselves.
In addition to the overall learning experience and a paycheck, Loudon says each participant also receives an AmeriCorps Education Award to put toward higher education. The Rio Grande Natural Area effort is the first Ancestral Lands Conservation Corps project in Colorado. This is Eric Galatis reporting for KDNK.